From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump Sunday said he's not happy in the wake of the latest attempted missile launch by the regime of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Well, I didn't say don't test the missile. He's going to have to do what he has to do. But he understands we're not going to be very happy. And I will tell you, a man that I've gotten to like and respect, the president of China, President Xi, I believe has been putting pressure on him also. But so far, perhaps nothing's happened, and perhaps it has. This was a small missile. This was not a big missile. This was not a nuclear test, which he was expected to do 3 days ago. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Trump on the U.S. program Face the Nation Sunday was asked how he would react to a sixth North Korean nuclear test.
I would not be happy. If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
Mr. Trump said Pyongyang will eventually develop a better delivery system that must not be allowed to happen. His national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, told Fox News Sunday the North poses a grave threat to the Asia-Pacific region.
And so we have to do something, again, with partners in the region and globally, and that involves enforcement of the U.N. sanctions that are in place. It may mean ratcheting up those sanctions even further. And it also means being prepared for military operations if necessary.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned the U.N. Security Council Friday of catastrophic consequences if the North is not pressured to end its nuclear and missile programs. French forces in Mali said they killed or captured more than 20 jihadists in Mali near the border with Burkina Faso. A French military spokesman said the militants had been targeted in a forested area in southwest Gao province. This is VOA News. President Trump has spoken with leaders of Singapore and Thailand about the North Korean threat. He spoke Saturday with his Philippines counterpart, Rodrigo Duterte, inviting him to the White House. Reince Priebus, White House Chief of Staff, was asked Sunday about concerns over alleged rights abuses committed by Mr. Duterte's government in its war on drugs.
I'm not so sure it's a matter of honoring this president or any of the facts that you've laid out there. It's really a matter of a potential for nuclear and massive destruction in Asia and the potential, at least according to North Korea, of developing an ICBM that could, at some point down the line, if we do nothing, potentially reach the United States. This is a different level of a problem that we need cooperation among our partners in Southeast Asia.
East-West senior fellow Gerard Finan said a White House visit by the Philippines leader reflects a lessening of tensions between Washington and Manila since Mr. Duterte took office last year. He said such a visit would be beneficial.
It's important always to keep high-level channels of communication open with our alliance or treaty partners, of which the Philippines is one.
Finan said it U.S. criticism of the Philippines' lack of respect for the rule of law and international human rights norms has been unsuccessful, and a face-to-face meeting with U.S. officials might prove more effective. An American businesswoman has returned to the U.S. after spending 2 years in detention in China over charges of espionage. Sandy Fan Gillis was deported after being sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. She was arrested in March 2015 while attempting to leave mainland China for Macau. U.S. Marines have been reintroduced into Afghanistan's volatile southern Helmand province. Many of the 300 Marines are part of NATO's Resolute Training Support Mission. With a week to go before French voters return to the polls to choose among two remaining presidential candidates, National Front leader Marine Le Pen told France 2 News Sunday the country is at a crossroads.
À la France, son unité. Je crois qu'on est vraiment arrivé.
She said, "What's at stake is our civilization. Will France continue to be France?" Le Pen trying to close a nearly 20-point gap in public opinion polls. Both Le Pen and her rival Emmanuel Macron are to hold rival May Day rallies Monday in Paris. In Italy, former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi Sunday regained leadership of the ruling Democratic Party. Renzi resigned as Prime Minister in December after a constitutional referendum he championed was defeated. Veteran Swiss climber Uli Steck fell to his death Sunday as he prepared to scale the world's tallest mountain, Everest, in Nepal. The 40-year-old Steck fell about 1,000 meters on Mount Nupsi, a smaller peak in the area. Steck had won several awards for his mountaineering feats. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.